Welcome back for another episode of the Rad Lights Up podcast. This week's episode, we cover Whoops and Wearables. An OG of the pod celebrates the anniversary of his 21st. Ooh. Tour of the Riverland was a run and won. Myself and Dad Cash embark on some scientific testing.
Very scientific.
And of course, more. Come along for the ride.
If you're new to the podcast and haven't listened to us before, each week we scale the Strava leaderboards, watching your efforts up on summit and discuss them here on the podcast, whether you like it or not. Now, there's a chance we might shame you, but we promise not to name you personally. And the odds are high that we'll probably just shame ourselves because we're not as fast as you. This week...
It's not about being fast, is it?
No, it's not. It's the length. Look, at the end of the day, our goal is to encourage and celebrate everyone going up Adelaide's best hill climb, Norton Summit, and reaching their own goals. So with that, let's introduce ourselves. We are your summiteers. Alex.
Hello.
Wangle of the Dangle.
Hello.
I'm Kashi. Welcome, guys. Welcome, listeners, to another episode of the Adelaide Summit podcast.
As always, we need to know
Wait. I just need a bit more enthusiasm, please.
Fuck off.
What's the matter today?
At my wit's end with you.
I can see you've lost your wit's
end. All right, as I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted. As always, we need to know what's happening on and around the summit this week. Alex, you fuck. What have you been doing this week?
So, I didn't go up the summit this week.
16 times.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, go.
All right, so work's been really crazy. If anyone knows any good Sparkies, please send them my way. Bedroom 3, a.k.a. Wang's room at home.
I don't know a good Sparky that's been made redundant.
Really?
Yeah.
Cooper?
No, yeah. That's well on the way. No, CBC.
Okay, maybe I'll have a chat with him.
Oh, really?
Yep, so Wang's room, a.k.a. Wang's room at home, is taking shape after last long weekend.
Good, hurry up, please.
And this is amazing, Cash. You listen to this, right?
Yeah, go for it.
For the last 7 days, I did 17 hours on the bike.
Majority of it was yesterday.
With 2 days off.
That's good.
You don't need to ride every day.
No, you don't.
You don't.
Well, I do. You might be different.
So Easter Monday last week was pretty awesome ride. I didn't actually have any chocolate till yesterday whilst I was searching for my phone on Norton Summit when you saw me. Tuesday gym. Back to doing slightly heavier weight, so like 2 bags of rice.
Got the bar.
Echelon Wednesday was freaking awesome. Both classes were just packed, which is just incredible motivating environment. Thursday, Greek school ride with Miss Piggy and Super Cyclist. And then I went to plunge on Thursday night and I thought I had the sauna to myself.
No.
And then
you're
next minute,
interrupted.
The former president of South Africa walks in.
No shit.
Yeah.
What, Nelson Mandela?
I was going to say,
Well, his name was Nelson. I'm just going to assume his last name was Mandela as well. Anyway, shout out to Nelson.
Racial profiling.
He's a pedal prier around the Adelaide Vic Park circuit.
And a pod listener. Is that the guy you're talking about?
Yeah. And then Friday, day off. Early night. Was pedaling by 5:45 Saturday for Groundhog Day. Did 16 laps of Norton Summit.
Would have been pretty dark at that time.
It was dark. I reckon I did 4 laps before the sun came up.
Any ruse?
No ruse.
Would have been almost as dark as a Spunner's attitude.
Yeah, I know. Like, literally.
He's fucking dark as his iron. I mean, I'm fucking punching it.
I was just, I was doing a bit of an experiment, just working out how much time required for something. And
so are you going to expand on that for the listeners?
No.
Nah. Okay.
I told Kashi.
It's called Project Nanya.
Project Nanya. What was interesting though, like I was coming down maybe the second or third time, maybe 6:45, 7 o'clock-ish. And you know, the second long drag, there was like 50 lights coming up the hill.
Coming
just
up.
Like this like convoy of people. Then I got a puncture, front tire wouldn't seat properly. And you know how I get when shit starts it's annoying the absolute shit out of me. So did 16 laps.
Did you have tools in the car?
I fixed it, but it was a super fucking race tube, and on my 30s it didn't quite. it was. And then I bumped into Rocky Balboa at the end of the
just doing a Norton run.
Yeah, some crazy cat running up Norton Summit in the afternoon. And just a couple of hours on the bike this afternoon.
It was funny when I
I saw him last year three times.
Went past him going up supers.
Yeah. I was like, okay. Oh, yeah. So on that, sorry to interrupt. So I was trying to maintain like a 25-minute up and down. And, yeah, then you guys went past and I was like, meh. And then the next few stragglers was like, fuck, and I jumped on the back and ended up being 2 minutes faster than my previous laps. Took me a lap to recover and then did it again. Yeah, so then you saw you guys once. Saw you guys again coming down.
And then I was like, what's going on here? And then even a few boys in the bunch are like, Alex is up to something. He's still on the summit. And then come back and saw you the third time.
So when I set my mind to something, it seems to be a lot easier. Like when I did the 500, I was like, 500, 10,000, done. My head is done. Yep. Yesterday I went for a ride. Literally, I had no idea how far I was going to go. Yeah, I was going to go on fuel.
You don't like that?
But no, my brain was like, you need to set a point, otherwise you're going to fail. And so about three or four laps in, I was like, all right, it's half Everest. So a long ride.
So that's what 16 was the half.
Yeah, so 4,500 meters. Yeah,
yeah, 32.
Yeah, so I was like, once I did that, I was like, I'm good now. I know where I'm going to finish.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. What about you?
I've done a lot in 2 weeks. It's been great, actually. I finally put my money where my mouth was and ran up Norton.
Fucking didn't run. You fucking flew up there.
So it was good. I did climb for 3 hours before running. So
three hours. Fuck.
I drove from the gym, from the bouldering gym to the bottom of Norton Summit, just put my shoes on and run.
Just get this message from Cash. Are you still on Norton? I'm like, yes. This is six hours later.
I feel like I do know Alex. When I asked him what his ride plans were, he's like, he's going to be hanging around the summit. I'm like, okay, cool. He's up to something. He'll be on the summit for at least 4 hours. So I'm like, yeah, a little message. Hey, you on the summit? Yep. Okay, cool. I might see you around.
My message is to him a little bit different.
Yeah. I'm scared. What are you up to? Beep.
Yeah.
Are you still on the summit? Beep.
So, yeah, no, it was good. Just try to get 6 minute Ks on there because it was uphill. So, did that. Forgot that Norton was a bit more than 5Ks. So
it was 5.5.
Yeah, I was like, it was.
There was a bunch of people as I was riding back down to see you as you trundled off down the hill, and they're on the bus like, the dude's running.
Yeah.
How much quicker was it? Did you look at your segment on the way down?
Yeah. I just tried to focus on doing like just under 5 minute Ks down.
Okay.
Because like,
it's pretty hard.
I reckon running downhill is hard.
Way harder. Yeah. I did take off fast both times. I did the first K
up.
I was sitting on like 4:45 base. I was for fuck's sake.
Welcome.
But I still like Strava does this thing around average watts even when you run.
Yeah, 300 or something.
Because I didn't know how that gauged, but then I went into Training Peaks because that's basically all I used. And it's like 2024. What was it? Hang on. One moment, please, listeners. It was, all time. So all time 5 second heart rate, all time 1 minute heart rate, all time 10 minute and 20 minute heart rate.
So your running gets your heart rate.
Yeah. So I don't know if I think there's a good thing being like a little bit older and all that. So no, that was super cool. So all up it was about 12 Ks.
Pretty solid after 3 hours of climbing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So my metrics are all like, you need to rest. So when I saw Alex yesterday, we were like, how can we raz Spano more?
Well, that's not hard.
And I'm like, maybe I'll just try and do it. Like, I didn't think I would get through 16 laps today. So I got through 10. I got through 5. And then I was like, I'm fucking
pretty. You fucked after the 5?
Yeah. So I did 6.
I'm trying to think of the most. Yeah, I don't reckon I've
done. So I went to the bakery. 5. The bakery where the.
At Ashton?
No, the IGA where Romeo's is.
Yeah.
And got chocky donut and a Coke. So I was like, all right.
Way to go. Yep.
So just did 10 and then went and grabbed a coffee, went back down to tell Henry and had a nap.
So you would have needed it.
It was pretty good. So over the 2 weeks, I've ran, I've rode, I've climbed on Norton Summer.
Yeah, did a holiday away for Easter as well?
Yeah, went to Encounter Bay.
Yep.
Went over to Granite Island. all that type of stuff.
Any penguins still over there or not?
No, no penguins. No. G was pretty dabbed about that.
They're all fucking being killed by the foxes.
Yeah. And then, heaps of beach. I think we all want to get surfboards now, which is pretty cool.
How lucky were we with the weather on the Easter long weekend, though? It was like, couldn't have been any better if we tried.
Slightly cold on the Monday, but it was
good. Yeah.
And to opposite what Alex did, I ate all the chocolate. And
I have to be in like such a mood for chocolate and ice cream. Like I have to be in a mood.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. And it was just like yesterday, I ate savoury all the way up until second to last lap, and I was like,
what did you have on the bike yesterday?
Yeah.
Just your normal food that you have?
Yeah, the electrolytes in the bottle. Yeah. And I had some pizza in the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had nothing.
And I tried that Nootropics gel. That thing was fucking brilliant.
Shout out to SI. Those Nootropics gels are fire.
They're so good.
Yeah. I had one yesterday.
Literally, as I ate it, I was making noises. I was like, this is fucking rocket fuel. Like,
yeah, so good.
Brings back memories.
So, yeah, it's all in all, it's been a great couple of weeks. How many hours training? I got in, 15.
Nice.
This week, so it's been good.
Solid.
I'm pretty tired. Work's been quite busy too. So, yeah, it's been good. Wang, you've had a big couple of weeks.
I have had a big couple of weeks, a massive couple of weeks actually. So, haven't been on Norton as much as you two guys. Only a couple, but did go up there three times yesterday. Well, didn't make it to the top on the third time because I turned around when I saw this Yahoo.
Okay, this. Are you still on Boughton?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Boughton question mark? And then we're like, because he's reading the messages that comes past me.
Stupid autocorrect.
Because he's got to flip his phone out.
Yeah,
he's got a leather satchel.
Yeah.
I know. Old man cover.
I know. Old man cover.
Yeah.
He's got his seniors card in there and the Metro ticket.
I do have a Metro card. I get the pension one soon.
What outrageous K's have you done this week, Matthew?
We'll go 2 weeks ago. So I guess Friday we had the Wang ride to Victor. That was,
great success?
Yes. So there's a demand for it to make it an annual tradition.
Demand.
On Friday. It was a bit busy on the roads.
It's called Fig Jam now.
Bit busy. We went to Meadows and it was bonkers.
Yeah. Some people did suggest maybe to switch it to the Sunday, and I was like, well, probably more people celebrate Easter on the Sunday, so we won't get as many people. So we'll stick with the Friday. But I reckon at one stage we probably had maybe 60 riders out there at one stage.
That is a lot.
Krusty Wang is evolving.
Yeah.
But a lot of those turned.
Cheese of Wang.
Yeah. A lot of those turned early because I had other things on. So ride didn't start too well. And about the first 2.5K, we had a crash going up Glen Osmond Road.
Probably lucky we weren't there. We would have just torched you.
Mate, I was at the front of the bunch and I just heard it. And I was just like, oh my God, this is the last thing we fucking need.
You're going to need everyone to sign waivers and shit. The Wang waiver.
Wang waiver.
Yeah. So someone clipped a wheel and then took someone else down. So it wasn't a good start.
There's going to be some interpretation of that.
Wang waiver.
Yeah, so that was the start to a big Easter. So last week I managed to crack the 1,000 K.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
So 2 weeks ago, 1,000 K, 28 hours. Yeah. With that, so this week I got in 917K, which was 27.5 hours. Somehow this week I did more verts, so did just over 10,000 verts.
Did super stuff, mate.
This week, and more TSS this week. I did just under 1,600 TSS this week, so it was a large week.
Training for something, mate?
Just training for training.
Training for life?
Yeah, just training to
up
be
the process.
Fit, mate. So I got my CTL to over 200 for the first time.
You messaged
ever.
Me that, oh, I was like, bro, yeah. Oh, I'm at 50.
I just stopped doing training peaks.
Training peaks told me I did need a rest based on that, but I didn't
listen
to it. You just
like the wind in your hair, don't you?
I just said, I haven't got much hair because I had a haircut today for the people. So Monday this week we did a ride out to Wollonga and did a Strath loop. Bit of gravel through Wollonga as well, which was pretty cool.
Did you do that today?
No, Monday. Oh, no, Monday. I didn't take the soloist. I took the addict. So that was Easter Monday. We did that. Tuesday, just did Zwift and then a bit of a road after work. Wednesday, Zwift in the morning and then caught up with the real Shamoy.
How is he going?
Is the Shamoy?
Yeah, he's still going all right. So he did a pretty rapid Norton during the week on that day. We gave it a bit of a nudge. Thursday was just Zwift. Triple session. I think it was raining Thursday night possibly, so I didn't go on the road. Friday, much of the same. Yesterday did supers. Most of the people were out there yesterday because obviously there was no chop with most of the guys at Berry. And then today we did our usual Sunday church. We just went up Norton's where I saw you, Mr. Cash, and busted both ears.
Sure, he was fucking up to something.
I know.
Yeah. And then we just went back to, which way did we go? Through down to Allgate and then across to Mylaw, Harndorf, and then sort of back along Lenswood, Swamp Road, back up Basker Range and home.
Well, that's good.
Back to Hyde Park Bakery for a chocky donut.
Nice. Hyde Park Bakery?
You say that every time. The one on top of Kenzie, mate.
That's Waddle Park.
Waddle Park, sorry. My mistake.
In hell. Yeah, mate, I was like, what are,
what are you doing Waddle on King William Road, mate?
Waddle Park, sorry. So, yeah, that is my week. So, and shout out to Cheryl as well. Her birthday today. Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Cheryl.
And then we've got Minnie Sparnan's birthday tomorrow, the little fuck. So,
happy birthday, little fuck.
Yeah, 11 tomorrow. He actually went to the Port game on Friday night, was in the Guard of Honour for the players, so he was pretty stoked with that. Yeah, so good couple of weeks all in all. Did crack 4,000K for March as well.
That's insane.
Yeah, a few hours.
I haven't even done that much this year.
Yeah, it's double the amount of the Chamois done this year, and he's still
hanging on to your wheel.
he cracked on Tuesday night. Yeah, so I had to wait for him.
I'm seeing the power and the time in it. I mean, there is probably a little bit of cracking, but they ain't much.
still fast.
There ain't not much.
Nah.
Holy shit.
Nah, he'll be all right. Come Super Series.
He'll be fine.
Well.
Yes.
On that.
Yeah.
With all of this expenditure of energies.
Yes.
And haircuts.
Dick swinging.
Yeah, yeah. So it seems a very common theme that we've all got something on our arms.
We do.
Whoops and wearables.
Yes.
It's a bit different to the wristwatch.
That's
one
how
that you
I used
do.
To do it. Just yeah. doing the wristwatch.
Asking you the time ever.
Saw that at the puppetry of the penis one time.
Yeah, I was like, fuck
best,
do that.
Best show.
So there's going to be a socials post later for the listeners. Tell us what you wear and why. But here is some of the questions
free
we've answered
right
for you. Yeah, yeah. Clearly we're not scientists, so this is our only insight and point of view.
Mm.
So what are we all wearing, Kashi?
I've got a Garmin Fenix.
What are you wearing?
I am a Whoop.
And I also have
just
a Whoop.
Like yourself.
Why are we wearing the Fenix?
I love it because I can climb, run, ride with it all. I don't need another
swim.
Thing.
Because you don't have a computer on your bike most of the time now,
No,
do you?
But today I felt like I needed
Did you have it in your pocket today or you just didn't run it at all?
No.
You just run that the whole time?
That's it. It's all by feel.
Before the listeners, Kashi's the only one that has a screen. The Whoops don't have a screen. No. It's just a band.
Yeah.
Very glamorous looking thing.
I do love it. Running, it's pretty good. You can see, like, I've got a couple of things set up where I can do me.
I'll edit that out.
Old man wet himself.
It's good. I can see my minute Ks, everything like that. And if I flick it over when I'm riding, I can see the power roughly. So it's a lot by feel, though, which I don't mind. It does have some pretty cool things like training status, steps, heart rate, body battery. And
that'd be a good one.
Similar to the...
Body battery is pretty funny. I'm in negative 50 currently. Heart rate is 58. And then training status is overreaching. So I'm interested to see if I actually... Because I know Garmin have got some... what was funny is I laid on my bed after yesterday and my heart rate got that low. It said I was napping.
Yeah.
I was like, I napped for 30 minutes. I'm like, I did not nap yesterday.
That's sometimes like the functionless, where like I'll vacuum the house. And then
that's relaxing.
And then there's an activity. You have just cycled for 15 minutes because my heart rate was high when I was doing
it. I mean, I know
that
you love to be clean. So, whatever tickles your fancy,
Whoop,
you know?
The Whoop is a smart piece of gear.
Yeah, yeah. Talk to us about, because I'm considering, but again.
You like the screen?
And I just like having the time. I'm a watch guy.
I have noticed that I do go to look at the time.
I still do that now.
Because it's on my wrist.
3 years.
Even though, and I never wear a watch, but I'm like,
If you're going to go a wearable, a different one to that, go the Oura Ring.
Yeah, I think, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how much? How many dollary dues?
No, I think it's similar to Whoop, but okay. I know a lot of the guys like Zach and Gus, they're all on those
the
at the moment.
It's probably a little bit less intrusive.
Yeah.
I can't wear got married and still couldn't wear that ring, but I have square fingers.
I once got married too, and yeah, I lost my wedding ring in the ocean.
Oh, really?
Maybe a sign? Maybe that's
another, surely you wouldn't be able to wear it at work anyway with OH&S.
OH&S, that too.
Yep.
But yeah, that's the only thing that's stopping me from the Whoop is I am a watch guy. Mm-hmm. I wear a watch at work and everything like that. I just don't like looking at a phone to check the time.
So for the listeners, we're talking about things like Apple Watches, Fitbits, Whoops, Fenixes, Polars. There's a bunch of things on the market. Yeah. What do you wear yours for, though, Wayne?
Yeah, talk to me, Wayne.
Probably the most data that I get out of mine would be the sleep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really all I'm...
Which is why I got onto mine, but we're going to...
Which is really all I'm concerned about. I'm not sort of too concerned about... Oh, I look at the recovery as well, even if it says I'm in the red, it doesn't stop me from
Do you ever tinker with your diet?
No. Well, sometimes I have supercharged sauce. Other times I don't. That's probably about it.
You don't really need to consider it, though, because you're just burning that many calories per week.
Yeah, I wonder if you... I would be interested to see, with the amount of Ks you do, if you did a full, clean week... If your sleep and stuff would be different.
Yeah, my sleep's pretty good as it is anyway.
Is it?
Yeah. Huh.
So yeah. What is your recovery like in most mornings? So the Whoop gives us a strain gauge for the day and then a sleep percentage and then a recovery, doesn't it?
What I did find very interesting was the morning of doing the Easter Friday Wang ride, I was in the red the morning of the ride. So basically fucked. I think I was at 23% recovery. Mm-hmm. The next day after doing 250, I was at 90% recovery.
Yeah, which is really weird. So that's the same.
So
for
what
me.
It's saying is that I need to do 250K recovery rides
to feel normal.
Yeah.
So I've got a 62% recovery today after yesterday's ride, but I woke up with a 33%. So I was fucked.
So it's similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that takes into account because, I get excited when I'm planning something silly, and then I sleep really shit.
Yeah. Correct.
When you got to fly, when I fly.
Yeah.
When I've got to fly, when I'm big
early.
Airport. Yeah. I never sleep.
Nah.
Well.
But this is the reason I got the Whoop, because Wang's we need to see what your sleep looks like. And it's fucking terrible.
I already knew that, but yes.
But now it's there in true data. Mm-hmm. But one of my questions here for all of us is has it changed the way we try and do our daily behaviors? Because the Whoop says you should go to bed now. And I'm like, I should go to bed now.
Yeah.
And then I stay up for another 2 hours and then I'm fucked. But of the days I actually have gone to bed and got a green 90 plus recovery, I actually feel really good.
Mm. The question is,
yes,
is it placebo?
What?
But
probably.
Who, could be. But who cares who if cares? It's placebo, it's right?
Well, there's a bunch of these things.
I'm about it.
Yeah, yeah. But no, definitely if I can get into bed at around about the time it's saying and get that sleep, I feel a billion times
better.
And
what it's saying is that what the Whoop says is that not to try and keep your bedtimes
similar
at the same time every night.
Yeah.
Circadian rhythm.
Circadian rhythm, yes.
Like,
which is super hard for me. Well, it's easy during the week, but on the weekends, if I'm sleeping in or I don't have to get up early, I'll just stay up.
We have an over 30s night out.
Yeah.
I never sleep well.
Score better last night with the extra hour?
It was daylight better saving. Than the day before.
Yeah.
Totally forgot about that. Yeah. Woke up feeling very peaky.
Yeah, yeah. Extra sleep.
I don't think the recovery is quite consistent with the Whoop. When I feel I've had a good night's sleep, it doesn't reflect that in the data. Yet.
Yeah, okay.
What does your awake time average?
During my sleep?
Yeah, most nights.
While you're doing that, I do have a sleep thing on the Fenix, but I couldn't be fucked. I've worn it a couple of times.
What do you mean wear it? Oh, you don't wear a watch to bed?
No.
Okay. Okay.
No, I take it off. That's the only, I kind of know, you kind of know when you've had a shit night's sleep.
Yeah.
I feel like. So I'm at the point now where I'm like, really don't need that data. I'd rather just be nice.
So what was, so last night I had, what did I have? Yeah, 8 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1 hour of awake time. So that I was in bed for 9 hours.
Yep.
REM was an hour 23, so 15%. Deep sleep hour 35, which was 17%. And then the rest was light.
Yeah, so that's very similar to my sleep actually last night. It was 8 hours 26.
Which that's says 15% of your time.
Is, but do you know why that is? Because I didn't have an alarm set this morning.
Oh, it's amazing, eh?
And then that was an instant relaxation. Like, I don't have to do anything tomorrow morning.
Does that fuck with you that you've got an alarm on?
No, like, it's just during the week I have to be like up same time.
I try to get up at the same time every day anyway, regardless of what I got on.
No, when I'm like, that's the most relaxing time when there's no alarm.
But it's good to see that. The REM, I look at the REM out of that the most because that's the most important sleep because that's when your body's recovering.
Yeah. Only 55 minutes last night.
Question.
Yes.
Now that you've had it for a while, do you think, like, has it helped?
Yes. So I am becoming more conscious of trying to get more sleep.
Yeah.
And when I do get more sleep, I do feel better. And it is one of the biggest problems for me. In a multitude of things in my life, is that fucking sleep.
Lucky the
there's days like when I sent when we were talking about this the other day. Yep. Like I had 5 hours 50 that night.
Yeah.
Like that's not uncommon.
Yeah,
that's just not, normal, that's Alex. Yeah, 3 to 4 hours usually pretty good for you.
But so the Fenix.
Yes.
Anything you would like to change about it, or that you really love about it?
I like that I can actually read the time off it. That's quite good.
That's important.
Well, what's your favourite bit of data?
I just like the ease that I can set. Now that I've got the widgets set up and I've got like my run, my hike, my ride and bouldering all there, I can just go bang, 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 it's done.
So they're all separate profiles, are they?
Yeah, they're all separate.
Does yours automatically pick up activities like the Whoop?
No, that's the only thing that doesn't do.
So I'm a little bit scared of how smart the Whoop is, and I'll explain this in a minute.
Skynet, let's go. Yeah.
So, for example, you go cycling, and after you've punched in that you're a cyclist and blah, 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 it knows you've been cycling.
Yeah.
If you
sense.
Have had a nap, sometimes the massage gets picked up as a
picked
nap.
Up,
it picks that up.
Your type of massage?
I've got...
No, the heart rate gets a bit higher on those ones.
Let me get to that.
I have tried to record those.
You're like, the sexy days.
There's not enough data.
I was working in my house, up and down the ladder, in and out of the roof, in and out of the roof. Picks up activity, rock climbing.
No way.
You're dead serious.
Test the elevation.
Test the elevation.
I don't know how.
Because it has GPS in it, yeah?
Quite possibly, I don't know.
I don't know.
Lasers and aliens and shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, single man. Quality alone time. Guess what activity it picked up?
Yes. What does it call it? What do they call it?
Firefighting.
You are putting out a fire.
We're trying to start one.
I love that. Yeah, friction. Yes, it's true. You know, I was going to go there, but I was like,
see, mine aren't long enough to pick up those activities.
So you're a bit of a firefighter. I mean, you just have to hold a hose, eh?
That's right. Yeah. Far out.
I knew you were a firefighter at work. Both you and I.
Woman here, isn't
we? We do have to put out fires.
We do.
Spot in fires. Quotations at work.
Yeah.
But I never thought it'd be literally firefighting as an event. That's quite
the other thing that's really interesting, and I don't know if it's become specific AI when it has it on for a month, but Queen Laquifah's got one.
Does he do a lot of firefighting?
He does a lot of firefighting. he's got a farm. However,
hope he's listening.
So I've obviously got a trade active job.
Yeah.
And even without cycling, I'm normally max strain every single day.
Yeah.
Whereas him, he's like halfway through the day office, then rides home.
Mm.
So that's another thing that's like my day is like pumped every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day. Like very rarely do I not max it out. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Seven's the highest score.
Yeah,
which I don't know how they've worked that out.
I don't know either because I like to know.
Yeah. Yeah, I've hit 20.7. I'm 20.5 today. Yeah.
That's great. Tell me.
That's gone. Interesting. There you go. Yeah, so like almost every single day it's
holy
max.
Shit.
Mm. Okay. And some of those days I don't ride.
Yeah, fuck. Okay. That's weird.
So, lastly,
do you use the talking about the features on the Garmin? Do you use the body battery on very often? Do you look at that daily?
No, not daily.
No?
Okay. I'll look at it.
I'd be, yeah, if I reckon if I had one, that'd be the most usable feature for me.
Yeah, most of the time, like, I don't know. I feel like that I've played enough sport and I've trained enough that I know when I'm fucked anyway, right? Mm. You know when you're tired. But it is, for that part of it, it's easy to look at. We got the weather.
Wang's weather.
Wang's weather. Coming up soon.
Yes. And that obviously goes onto your Garmin app on your phone.
Yeah. It's super easy. It's got a couple other things that you can put onto it.
So how about wearing it this week for sleep and coming back to us next week if you can put up with it for a week?
All right.
And let us know how your sleep is.
Okay.
That is one qualm I do have with it because I sleep like
I've had two
fucking
beers,
pretzel.
So I guarantee I'm shit.
I sleep like a pretzel and I put that arm underneath it and it's in my way.
Yeah.
Group, but
do you use the alarm on yours?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I set the sleep time.
So the alarm, it vibrates on your wrist to wake you up. No, it's...
interesting.
Now we know.
Well, you can strap it.
He didn't have it on his wrist.
Yeah. The other wrist. The other wrist.
No, that strap's not big enough. it's actually quite soothing the way, rather than a phone alarm.
Soothing?
Yeah, that too.
Of all the things
I could have used a better word.
Something.
But no, the alarm is quite... it's less intrusive rather than an alarm on your phone because it vibrates on your wrist to wake you up.
Yeah, okay. Bit off topic, but when your alarm goes off in the morning, are you out of bed or you're a snoozer?
No.
I'm a snoozer.
No, are you really?
Yeah.
No. I'm and the first beep that comes out of my alarm and I'm out of bed.
Oh, yeah.
No, so I
100%.
This is my strategy, right? I actually set my alarm 9 minutes before I'm supposed to wake
and
up.
Then you've got,
for one snooze.
So one snooze. Yeah. So I always do the one snooze.
Heaps of people do
so
that.
I go, okay, cool. I know I've got to wake up. Let's just lay in bed. And it's almost actually, I don't truly fall back asleep.
No, but you're just like, I'm just going to take this time to eat.
Yeah, I do a bit of a, I guess if you want to talk in millennial terms, I do a morning meditation.
Shot of their iPhone. It was every 3 minutes and there was like 10 of them. Yeah, fuck no, get out of bed.
Get the fuck out of bed. Just wait till half an hour.
Yeah.
That's it. Two alarms. One for work stuff, if I need to, and then one for just waking
up. I'm still fucking turning my alarm off on my week when I'm having my morning dump. That's how quick I'm out of bed.
Strain gauge.
Straight onto the fucking toilet.
So. You would strain.
Yeah.
Let's go.
What about you guys? Whoop. What do you like the most for Whoop?
I do like that it's making me more conscious of going to bed. Like I'm actually going up, or you know what? I'm tired. I should go to bed. Rather than persevering and getting through into like...
Because you like parameters. Like in life, you need those...
Yes and no. I just like to push my way through them sometimes. Maybe there's a bit of FOMO. Even though you cannot watch the next episode on Netflix and go to bed, you're just like, oh, just one more.
So off subject, have you guys watched The Bear on Disney?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Give me a favour. This week, watch the two seasons. Come back to me.
The Bear.
It's delightful.
Okay.
It's great.
I don't watch a lot of TV.
TV? I was going to
say. Yeah, we've got a TV in every fucking room. We've got seven of them in the house and I hardly watch 5 minutes of TV.
My daughter is my favourite daughter is
man, I'm on the Instagram.
And recovery in the morning.
Yep. Just talking about
I do definitely
sleep.
Look at that, yeah.
Is there enough data on yours yet? Have you had it long enough that you're getting the latency on how long it's taking you to go to sleep?
Yes.
Yeah.
How long does it take?
What's the average in?
Is that in...
So go into your sleep. And
yes.
Down the bottom.
Efficiency?
No, so you go into the AVV.
Down there. Please hold, ladies and gentlemen.
So it only took you 9 minutes to go to sleep last night?
Last night, I knew. When I went to bed, I was tired, yeah.
But your average is 2 to 11 minutes.
Mm.
So not as bad as you think.
No, but it feels like I'm laying there for ages sometimes, yeah.
See, last night, it took me 25 minutes to get to sleep.
You're right.
And I think that's because... Consciously, I was I had an extra hour to play with last night with sleep, so I didn't have to go to sleep quick.
What normally happens after a silly ride for me is body temperature is super low.
Yeah, your legs get hot.
Yeah. That would be interesting to look at later on. But yeah, I will get really hot and not be able to sleep because of that.
Yeah.
What was your temperature last night?
I don't know. We'll get into that a bit later.
Go to health monitor.
Health monitor.
Okay, so we've got a couple of takeaways. I feel like I'm at work.
Yes.
I'm going to wear this for a week.
Yes.
I'm going to come back to yours.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do that. Easy.
You were hot. You were plus 0.9 last night.
Yeah,
real hot.
And I can feel that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Cool.
Last question, though. Ooh. I don't know if... I reckon this is a no for Kashi, but I'm not sure about Wang. Do you reckon the wearable is judging you?
Nah.
Doesn't make you feel bad?
Maybe if I get a shit sleep.
Yeah,
possibly.
I feel like it slightly. And I don't mind it. I'm okay with that.
Like, I aim for that 85% sleep.
Yeah.
Every night.
That's cool. What about you, Cashy? Is the Fenix judging you?
Yeah, probably.
But you're not taking it on board?
Oh. You just take him off at night and put him away.
Yeah.
So he can't judge you.
But I'm wondering, the body battery, I don't know if, you know what I will do? If I've had a stress day at work, I'm interested to see if it... how much my heart rate varies. I haven't looked at that.
Heart rate variability.
Yeah, it does that too, actually. So I just...
HRV.
CBF with it all. Too much data.
Never too much data.
One of my questions, second to last question, do we think we're on our way to a data overload with all this stuff?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too. Yes.
Because I guess probably for you and I, and no disrespect...
But I won't take any.
With our work.
Disrespecting me a mask if we can.
With our work, I have, and I was talking to a couple of people at work around this as well, around decision fatigue.
Mm.
And that for me, that's the biggest one. And that's why I don't really like going on a ride at the moment with any plan, because there's so much decision making in my normal day to day. That I need no plan.
Really interesting point. I like that.
Yeah. Thank you. That's it. I'm done.
I like how this ended up.
Yeah. Profound, actually.
Profound.
Yeah.
I don't have too many decisions to...
I know. Well, this is the difference.
My decisions
are
no disrespect. Should I answer this phone or
yeah, hang exactly. Up on
it's 50-50.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's good because you've got so much structure there and you've got those parameters in work. It's cool. Yeah.
Very cool. What's happening, Cashy? Notable mentions.
Ooh. Well, we had a big
room before Wednesday.
A big weekend in the way of Adelaide cycling. So we had the 50th tour of the Riverland, aka Burry.
Burry.
AKA Barry Skinner Classic Handicap.
Rest in peace.
Yes. Yeah.
Great man.
Big love. Yes. Did a lot for cycling in SA for sure. So Saturday.
Handicap got it right.
Yeah, they did.
Shout out to Chafing the Dream. Well done.
Yeah, and shout out to Max as well. I know that he had a heap to do with it this year.
They did bring it back 2 minutes at last minute. So Limo was supposed to be 35. They did bring it back to 33.
So well played.
And they scratch caught him with about 10 on the last lap, 10 category.
Which is perfect, right?
Yeah.
Enough to
get it. It was like a 60 up bunch sprint.
I love
and
that.
And I feel like that is enough for that big bunch to actually get... organized.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If they were in the last 500 meters, that would be...
Oh, we can't.
You know, exactly.
There'd be a crash.
I reckon Barry was the first handicap I ever did back in 2009 or 10.
Yeah.
And on the old course, when you come down the highway,
yeah.
Police escort.
Yeah.
And we came together with 5Ks to go. The whole race. That's 160 plus.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what I was doing. I was just following wheels, sassy guys in the dirt. Down the side.
That's
it was wild.
Oh, I did hear a whisper that they will potentially need to change the course again next year.
Just
based on the amount of punches there were. I think it was 43 DNS for punches.
Yeah, that it is what it is, right? I think they put on a bloody good event. It looked great. Yeah. Graham Frizz.
Yeah.
Won with a lot of length.
Daylight second.
Daylight. Yeah. Daylight. Ollie got second, it looked like.
Ollie second, Gus third.
Gus third.
No one's going to beat.
Joshy got unlucky, double cramp
for the Eden, if that's not unusual for a Garden of Eden with double cramps.
But Sunday's usually... I've never done the Sunday, actually.
We've done it once.
Must be a real tight course. It's only like a 500-meter course, isn't it?
Used to be a Kermisi.
Yeah. Still the crit, so... Yeah.
So Josh Duffy got the dubs, and then Frizz, and then...
Garden of Eden.
Pod favourite, Garden of Eden. Yes.
Nice work.
Yeah, the working class. So, well done there. I'm not too sure who took out the women's. Apologies there.
I don't know if they do a separate women's.
I did see. Was Wahooligan fastest woman yesterday?
No, she was third fastest. Woman, Frizz's partner was the first woman yesterday.
Who's that?
Frizz, if you're listening, I know her name.
Mrs. Frizz.
O'Day, I think, is how you pronounce it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Good work, Mrs. Frizz.
Yeah.
Couple and more honourable mentions, but a big weekend for Adelaide cycling, which is great. I feel like handicaps brings it all back together again. Road cycling in Adelaide, road racing in SA's been has dropped off heaps.
Yes.
Big time.
Massively. We need to change that.
I don't know how, but I really think Adelaide Hills does a great job with their thing. Mm-hmm. I keep going with that. But,
very inclusive.
It's just hard. But I used to love handicaps. Anyway. Again, friend of the potty, Spaghetti Slapper, leaves for Europe tomorrow. So that'll be Monday. So it leaves for 6 months. So yep. Best of luck there. Will he be racing for ARA or Action?
None of those three for his Freeze French team that he raced for last year.
Jesus.
So he's based in Nice.
Very nice.
Yes, very nice there. And then he will be then going across to the Junior Track Worlds in China. Junior Road Worlds in Zurich, Switzerland. Back in October this year.
Big 6 months.
Big block. Stint, yeah. And then obviously racing most weekends with his French team.
Wow. Yeah. Cool.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. In other news, we've got a little mail day.
Oh, it's this fucking package.
That was a bit of a runaround, wasn't it? What happened there?
Gosh. So.
Go for it. Speak to me.
First of all, let's thank Bikey Wipes for sending this.
To Greg and, Greg and Suzanne, thank you very much.
Anyway. It got sent to the post office down the road here, literally half a K down the street. Yep.
There's to a parcel locker.
There's a parcel locker. You gave me the code.
Yep.
I punched the code in.
Yep.
Wouldn't give me the thing. The lady finally came out after I was losing my shit and goes, "Are you okay, honey?"
No.
And I was like, "No.
I just want my bikey wipes."
Anyway, so we had a hug. So she came out. She used her little fancy code. She got the bikey wipes out. And then she says, "I have to take them back into the post office and you need to show me your ID." And this is why you're getting all these notifications saying it's been moved.
Yeah, backwards. And I was getting all these text messages and emails. I'm like, have you got them, Alex?
And we were moving like 3 meters from each other.
Yeah.
And eventually we got them and we got them back. So
very cool.
Yeah.
I do have a couple of emergency degrees of wipes. I might actually chuck this in my...
Fanny pack.
That's the idea of those ones.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, 100% thank you very much.
I'm doing wax chains.
Used the product yet, Alex?
I did use the frame wipe.
Yep.
And then I tried to clean something in the kitchen with a degreaser.
Not for the bikey wipes, not kitchen wipes.
Sorry.
I can't.
My bike may have been in the kitchen.
My bike is. I'm using the LA as a winter bike.
Yep.
So I did wonder why you're on the LA today.
Climbs like an absolute pig.
Yeah. LA with reserves.
But I have. I'm a bit off. I probably shouldn't say it.
Oh, no, just stop.
I'm contemplating a new bike.
Why?
Because I want something different.
Why? It ain't broke. Don't fix it.
No.
Yeah, but it is broke.
Well, the way it sounded the other day, it is.
Yeah.
Have you had a service check?
It is.
Have you had a service?
I've got a new brake. No, I haven't yet.
It will feel like a new bike when you have it serviced.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Yeah.
You said that 2 weeks ago you were going to get it serviced.
Yeah, I'm liking the look of...
Starts with a C.
Yeah, ends in Dale.
Yeah.
The new ones look absolute fire. And I think I just like something that's a bit nicer to ride in the hills.
Would you keep the S5? Sell it?
No.
Yeah.
Although there is a 54-centimetre Borm titanium on Marketplace at the moment. It's rim brake, but I don't care. But it looks fucking fire. But anyway,
thank
more
you.
More importantly,
wipes.
There is a birthday.
Get back to me, sir, with
happy
when you
birthday
need
to original, the original,
original,
original, original,
way
original.
Back,
way back, the OG J-Ho birthday.
Happy birthday,
happy
mate.
Birthday,
happy birthday, J-Ho.
Well done.
How old is he today?
36.
36. Fuck, he's a spring chicken.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, compared to me,
spring chicken.
Yeah,
it's my birthday soon.
Is it?
What?
I don't believe him. He always says it.
I'm serious.
Facebook will tell me when it's your birthday.
It's not actually. Won't actually.
Oh!
You put the wrong date of birth in Facebook there.
So that's our notable mentions. Wang, shall we jump right into it?
Yes. So let's jump right into it. The main reason why we exist is to let's see who's been spinning up the summit this week and check out the times for the folks that have been giving us a show, such as myself. It might be the fast guys. It might be the slow ones.
Flex.
It may be everyone in between. But like we said, we'll dive into their rides data a little bit more robustly, and then we'll see who has and what has caught our eyes on the leaderboards. with some hand-picked time for some fun and analysis.
All right, let's just jump into the men's bracket.
Right. So it looks like we've only got the top woman for the week.
Yeah, we do. Yep.
Surprise.
So Hooligan has rolled just a quiet 15:56 part of a 91-kilometre day.
Sunday Church.
Sunday Church, April the 7th. 249 watts of power.
This was after race and bury yesterday as well.
Yeah, that was pretty solid. Easy. Yeah, excellent. So that's the top woman for the week.
We have Spaghetti Slapper.
He was with me. Strava's probably... Strava gave me an extra second somehow.
So is that how you got the top? Because it was...
Didn't you put a bit of a gap into him. Realistically, Zach would have got the fastest time.
Okay.
He was probably a couple of bike lengths ahead of me, but he doesn't. Upload.
Okay,
Strava. Good man. Yeah. He's a man of
people. All right, ladies and gentlemen, no surprise. Colossal Wang this week, 403 watts, 12:22 as part of a 150K day. I was on lap 7 and these fuckers came past me like a freight train.
Then I thought it was a
good idea to jump on the stragglers and ruin myself for like 8.
I was almost dead when I saw you. I was just like...
We were doing the last little S's before the little dip. Towards the top.
Yeah.
Just gripping onto the back of Marriage's wheel. And he does these little accelerations, the little fuck. And he climbs at such a high cadence. And he just does the out of the corner. It's just a little fuck you little prick. Fucking. And I'm just trying to close his wheel. So
that was good.
It was a good day yesterday.
All right. I was having a look at the brackets for this week, but I had a little glance at like the top 6. And just thought it was absolute fire. So
all sub 13 time.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Epic.
So now good. I was a little bit CBF with the ride length, but I did it for the women. Let's dive into the men's. So we've got second fastest. We have Spaghetti Slapper again. I don't know what the PB is doing there, but anyway, he did a 12:23 average power 373. Not far. Like
his heart rate was fucking high yesterday.
Yeah. 183.
Yeah. It's only young, mate. It's only 18.
So, well done. Doesn't surprise me at all. I think he's going to turn some heads in Europe, that's for sure. Third off the ranks, we have Chicken Burger Connoisseur with a not far off his PB.
This was a targeted ride. I got a message from him. This was on Monday.
This is also why I chose the fastest, because apart from the Wang and Spaghetti Slapper, they're on the 6th. Oh, actually, one other one. But
very close. Everyone, if not PB,
all different. Yeah.
He messaged me in the morning and he's like, "What's the time to go out for Norton PB?"
Wayne's weather.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, 10:30, and out he went. So, but he was just a bit off his PB.
Yeah, so just off with a 12:29 average power.
Massive watts.
427 watts.
You reckon he's heavier than you?
Yeah.
Really?
He eats as much KFC as me.
He's probably a foot shorter than you, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He's a bit heavier.
He's pretty lean, though.
Yeah.
Got legs on him, but I didn't think he'd be a big power. Anyway, congrats.
173, congrats, Chicken Burger Connoisseur. So you're almost there. So, again, unassisted, 173 beats per minute. Well done. Next up, we've got the real Shmoy. Just a man of the people.
Just lurking around.
Lazy 12:32.
Yeah, and he done majority of that himself. He wouldn't let me pull a turn. He wanted to do the effort himself.
Work, Dad.
And I wanted to go past him on the first switchy and pull a turn. He's like, "Nah, stay there.
I love that. Well done.
So you're doing a 12:32 and you're talking.
Yeah. I love that.
And then I went around him on the last.
Of course you did. Just to get the fucking nose in the front.
No. I gave him a 2-second gap that day.
Okay. The old long wheelbase.
I laid off his wheel so he got a quick
So Lewis. With the Watties for 416 watts for the segment.
Yeah, that was an 8-minute PB for him, power record.
So far out. And 170 beats per minute. So well done. Next off the ranks, we've got the Giant Bush.
Now what's his PB?
Yes, the Giant Bush had a PB. So well done, the Giant Bush.
Yeah, well done.
He's scraped off 12 seconds. So previous was a 12:52. He's done a 12:40. No power, no heart rate, but I'm okay with that these days.
Cool.
It's fine. Last but not least, we have a bit of a common name here in the fast bunch. We've got Mumbo number 105 with a 12:58. That was yesterday on Supers.
Yeah, he was with me and Zach and Spaghetti Slapper, and he even pulled a turn, but that was his undoing. When he pulled the turn, that blew him.
I don't blame him.
but no, still a good solid
again,
time.
Again, no power, no heart rate, but killing it as per usual. Wangos.
All righty. So in the women, what bracket have we got here? Is 20. It the 20-minute bracket?
Yep.
So firstly, ride length of 80 kilometres, average watch 221 with a heart rate of 155. This young lady's got a PB of 1605. So 2021 was her time for Frisky Biscuit. Then we have, with a time of 2029, just a little bit off of their PB of 1846, average Waddies 197, we have Chuck Nolan's Castaway Friends.
Yeah, back at it.
She was on here 2 weeks ago, I believe.
She was.
Then we have, with a 96-kilometre ride, PB of 1715, she's rolled a 20 minutes 30, 210 watts, 164 beats per minute.
That's easy.
We have the Bushwhacker. Then on a 23-kilometre ride, so targeted.
Ooh. Yep, new couple of new names to the new podcast.
Yep. She's got a PB of 20 minutes 14. She's pulled a time of 21.03. No data. Ain't no lady has a wizard sleeve. And then lastly, there's a bit of a... yeah, a bit of a theme to these names. we've got a PB of 1803. This is on a 106-kilometre ride. No data for this lady. Time of 21.05. She's myself. She's growing, not showing. So.
Nice. And we've got a hand pick this week.
Yeah, what have we got?
Just on the, before we go into the hand pick, I think, this is our pod, not yours. Cashy, I think you're, I think you saw this young lad, but I did see a young lad going up Norton's today.
Yes.
Only six of them are
part one.
Part one, yeah. Little kid on the first switchy on a little, I guess you could say a little 24-inch roadie he was on. Mm-hmm. Went past, he was up there with his dad. We went past his dad and him, and he was loving life, big grin on his face, and asked his dad how old he was. He was a little seven-year-old. So we believe he got to the top. We're not sure if he's got a Strava name, but if anyone knows who it was.
Sing out, let us know.
Like to see and see what his time was. Very Alex, cool. Into the handpicked.
Handpicked.
You can do that now.
Rocky Balboa went up there on foot yesterday in the 30:31.
What was the time, did you say?
What was it, 30 minutes something?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Still pretty good.
That's quicker than the slowest time today.
Yeah.
I think the slowest time today I was having a look was like 33 minutes.
Actually, speaking of that, I looked at the all time on the running, 22 minutes or something for running.
Is that the com?
Yeah. Yeah, the dude did it in like an hour 40 run too. Like, wasn't even...
As part of.
Yeah, part of.
Wow.
Yeah, just...
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I know some people that can't go that fast on their bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
Me. Anyway.
We'll get your PB.
So...
What have we got?
Hand pick. Yeah, new to the potty, however, not new. There's a lady...
Same, but different.
Same. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. Father of one of the very top ladies of the pod, he has done a PB this week... 1609.
Whoa.
As part of a 49k day
on his Dogma Ref.
On his Dogma Ref, yep. 144 beats per minute. I'm not sure if it's estimated or there is a power meter, 303 watts.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah,
prickly
about
pear.
Right.
Yep.
Prickly pear like
prickly
that.
Prickly pear. Congratulations.
Well done.
Amazing.
Well done. All right, this week.
Hang on.
Oh, we have.
Sunshine and lollipops from Wang's Weather.
We have Wang's Weather, sponsored by the Wellness League pod. Hey?
Oh,
there we go.
Actually, sponsored by Bikey Wipes.
And Bikey Wipes.
The Wellness League's been busting them for Wang's Weather for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, she listens in for it. So pick of the week this week for Norton PB will be tomorrow before the rain comes.
Another Monday.
So, yes, it was Monday this week. So between the hours of 11:30 and 12:30. Anyone who's on a lunch break for work.
Okay, you.
I only get half an hour for lunch, but I take a bit longer usually. There'll be a westerly, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour. So if you want a PB this week or you want to mention on the pod, tomorrow between 11:30 and 12:30.
And if you do go out under Wang's Weather recommendations and get that PB, make sure you tag us in an Insta post, please.
We'd love to hear
We'll get that shout out for sure.
We did see a little friend of the podcast as well, little Harry. What was his name?
Harry.
I know he's talking about. Yeah, he flew up there. He,
the other day. Yeah, 1340?
Yeah, controversial, though.
Really?
He was...
in a T-shirt.
In a T-shirt. But he was
controversial?
He was behind...
who cares?
Baker's dozen.
Oh, right.
On his e-bike. On his e-bike. On that big cargo bike.
Oh, okay. So it was a bit of a pacing.
Bit of a pacing, but that's okay. No different to a bunch. But yeah, he smashed his PB.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It's wild.
He dictated tag us into that.
All is fair in Strava and stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff. Yeah. Am I allowed to go on this week, Wayne? Can I tell the listeners about that?
Well, have you got somewhere to be?
No. No. I do actually. It's called the Kentown. Need extra food. So this week, it's a bit. We've still got some stuff going on, but it's a little bit light on now that Barry is concluded.
Bit of mountain biking.
We've got Adelaide Hills Cycling Club this week, actually. So we've got Sunday the 21st of April, Fox Creek Road Race, Alpe d'Huez Adelaide Series 1.
They're back.
Yeah, they're back. So this is round one of the Alpe d'Huez Series. I think there's three.
I reckon this is probably
rounds.
I'm just going to put it out there. Fox Creek, hell.
Yeah, it's rode out there last time with Real Shamoy and Wang here, and that's four or five laps?
Yeah, that was fucked.
Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah.
Head on down. It's always pretty well priced too, so if you're up
They've
for a roadie.
They've just increased their prices, actually.
Mm. Still good much. Value for
Ain't
them.
No thing,
but
$10.
Pretty organized.
Yeah, no, it's in line with Nord now.
Alliance. Anyway.
And they've gone away, and they're not using the transponders anymore.
Ew. Okay. Fair enough. All right. So less technology, more money. Okay.
Exquisite.
I have nothing to say. Adelaide Mountain Bike Club. We've got, Saturday, the 20th of April, we've got O'Halloran Hill. We've got the cross country marathon. So 4-hour mountain bike race. Anyone wants to get in there? No. I think you can do it in pairs.
Pairs or singles, yeah.
Singles. Pretty I've done a pairs. Single a couple of times. It's pretty good. Next up, again on the 20th of April, we've got the Oz Cycling.
Combined
with South Coast Cycling. We've got the Junior Tour 2024. Do you know where that's at?
I think that's out.
Down south,
I would say.
Like Wollonga way.
Yep.
Yeah, cool.
It'd be the Saturday and the Sunday, I believe.
They only had Saturday in entry day, but yeah.
Anyway. Very cool.
Right, I think
so
Nom's close soon.
Headed down. Support the two entities that support the junior stuff. So that's great. Gravity Girls SA is on Sunday the 14th of April. Forestry SA and Fox Creek Bike Park. Blue Groove Downhill Race.
It's a mouthful.
No idea what that means.
No. There wasn't much more information, but it seems you can get in there and have some fun.
I'm sure that... listeners that actually want to participate, head on to the Gravity Girls SA
or Entry Boss.
Or Entry Boss. Very
easy to use.
World's greatest training platform. I mean, next up, we've got on Saturday the 13th of April, we've got the Inside Line Mountain Bike Club with some guided shuttles, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So at the head for the hills at Fox Creek. So
again, turn your Garmin's off as well, you fucks, when you're going back up Fox Creek.
Driving,
yeah, driving. So that's pretty cool. If you want to get into shuttles and everything like that for downhill stuff, that's pretty cool. Last but not least, we have, again, a little Mount Gimbier.
Yeah, they've got some cool stuff. So yeah, I've made a bit of a typo there too, so when you get to that.
We've got on Sunday, the 14th of April, we've got part of the Brew Bar.
Sorry, I lost the W.
No, it's fine. The series down there, we've got the Tantanoola Wind Farm.
Now tell me, if I said to you, let's go race around somewhere where there's a wind farm, do you think it's going to be fun?
No, it'd be a bit windy. Yeah, hopefully it's a tail wind farm.
Crossy.
Yeah.
It'd be delightful.
It is. It's a 30K. I don't know if it's a time trial. There wasn't much information, but it's out at Mount Gambier at the wind farm there, yes.
Delicious.
So just a time trial.
I'm not sure if it is, but it's only 30K. It mentioned 30 kilometres in their info.
Long way to go for a 30K race.
Yeah, I know. Anyway,
but
that's it for this week of events and everything. Wang off.
Thank you, Sean.
Matthew.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, and all creatures in between. If you've enjoyed yourself, why don't you give us a follow through your favourite podcast app or access all our episodes through YouTube as well. Please subscribe, hit the bell icon, and don't forget to tell all your friends and share it with everyone.
Yes, we're also all over the socials where we give you updates, info, and let you know when new episodes are out, along with other podcast news and information. If you want to support the podcast, head to our Buy Me a Coffee page, and if you donate or get a PB, we'll give you a shout out on the podcast next week.
Oh yes, so we'd love your feedback and to know your thoughts. So let's hit us up. Let's have a chat through our Facebook or Instagram. I would say Instagram's probably the best.
I'll be straight onto it.
Mr. Wang is all over the socials.
Tell me about it. 5 to 10 second turnaround to your reply.
That's about the
typically
time.
Typically responds within 5 seconds.
Or shoot something through to redlightsummit@gmail.com. And with that, why don't dolphins have legs?
Don't know.
It's a whole porpoise thing.
No, very good.
Get it? Porpoise.
Didn't mind that one.
All right, we'll see you on the summit tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.